Utility companies are starting to pay people to buy electric cars. Turns out demand for electricity has been falling due to better efficiency and renewable energy. So utility companies hope to see more electric vehicles on the road for their own benefit. Joining us now is Michael Koren, a reporter with Quartz. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And give us the background, first of all. How much has electricity demand been falling?
It's been flat for almost a decade, and we're starting to see in certain places double-digit decreases. So I think in the Tennessee Valley Authority in the southeast, they're expecting a 13% drop in the next 10 years.
13%. And the electric companies are saying maybe we should be spending a little more time focused on electric cars because they're going to need us.
Well, a few of them are. You'd be surprised how many have just woken up to this. But yes, there's about 300 utilities that are still in the very earliest stages, but more than a dozen have actually started implementing plans to encourage EV customers.
How much would more electric vehicles on the road mean to the electric companies?
Well, it would basically be everything in terms of increased demand. If they don't have a large EV sector, which would be equivalent to about what the industrial sector requires today, about 700 terawatts, there's no real expectation of increased demand.
So what are the utility companies doing?
Well, right now, they're partnering with the car makers themselves to offer rebates to their customers. So those can end up being thousands and thousands of dollars. That's happening with Pacific Gas and Electric, San Diego Gas and Electric, New Jersey's PSE&G. They're also offering incentives for charging. So they're working with customers and workplaces to set up charging infrastructure in their homes and businesses.
And outside of them setting up charging infrastructure, who else puts up electric vehicle charging stations?
Well, there's actually a whole bunch of new companies that have sprung up. ChargePoint is one of them. VW has gotten into this as well. That basically to build, and Tesla, of course, to build out their infrastructure both at something called superchargers, which is equivalent to what you might think of a gas station, to smaller distributed public charging stations.
So right now, only about 1% of the car market in the United States is electric vehicles. Obviously, some of these utilities are trying to get ahead of this situation. But is it possible that they'll end up falling behind if the predictions are right and a huge percentage of people have electric cars in the coming decades?
Yes, that's very possible. And that would actually be quite an expensive mistake on their part. If they're not prepared for new EVs to come onto their grid, they could actually see a lot of damage or at least lower lifetimes for their equipment. And a lot of late investment in trying to upgrade the grid in real time. They would also have to deal with peaks. So they have plenty of capacity to take all the EVs on if they need to, but not if they plug them in at the same time. And so there has to be a essentially what's called managed charging system for the grid to handle all the new load.
What about tax incentives? It sounds like the utility industry is behind a boost in tax incentives. Right now, there's a $7,500 federal tax credit for Americans who buy an electric vehicle, but that tax credit is set to be phased out.
Yes. So after the first 200,000 EVs sold by each car maker in the U.S., that credit starts to phase out. So Tesla should hit that, followed by GM and Nissan in the next year or two. And then there's other car makers that are coming on board. But there's been an effort by Senator Merkley of Oregon, as well as others in Congress, to have this included in the latest government spending bill. But I was just speaking with Hill staffers, and it seems like it was left out. So the most likely scenario is that in the fall, this EV credit, along with other tax incentives, are extended, if it is at all.
Is there a thought that without these tax credits, the demand for EVs will go down significantly?
So right now, the price sensitivity for EVs is actually quite high. So yes, it's more than likely that if these tax incentives were to disappear, we would see far less growth than we have so far. Right now, EV car makers are selling about 14,000 EVs per month in the U.S., which in the scheme of things is quite small.
Aside from this, what are the utility companies looking for revenue? Is there anything else?
That's a great question. We're going to have to stop thinking of the utility as sort of the main source of electricity and think of it more as a reliability network.
What does that mean, reliability?
Well, if you're, let's say, getting a lot of your energy from a small battery in your home, as well as renewable energy, solar panels on your roof, But you will need power sometimes coming from the grid, and you need to move that around the state or even around a region.
So it's like a backup.
As a backup, that's right. And you also need to manage peaks and loads. So if you're having a cloudy day with high winds or low winds, you need to be able to move electricity around the country or around the region to prepare for that. That's what the utility should be paid for, as much as providing a base load of electricity.
But if I'm a customer and I right now need electricity from the utility company 100% of the time, but in the future I'll only need them 20% of the time, that's a lot less money for them.
That's right. And what they're seeing is revenue starting to go down and cost staying the same or increasing. So the business model has been flipped upside down, and there hasn't really been something to replace it.
That's Michael Corrin, who's a reporter with Quartz. Michael, thank you.
Thank you.